And the rest of us, we're going to look at a long chapter from the book of Revelation. It's going to be on the projector. And you can read along. So that hopefully these words can sink in. Revelation chapter 21.
Apocalypse 2, verse 1 to 3.
And also 22, verse 1 to
3.
Okay. Read it slowly and clearly.
Yeah. It's
not a rush to finish it.
Yes. Dianaita abakabaka vauvau stan vauvau au. Faefalasa ni abakabaka vualuani stan vualuani. Arnranmas na diat sini sintun. Arita kunidna venen andantra. Tananamas na avtam nandemantra dia itzirsalima vauvau. Vauuma na taka ni apakar na fuangu hiaunam vaden. Anisy feo mahery reko avy teo amin'ny seza fiandrianana ka nanao hoe indro ny fonenan'Andriamanitra tonga eny amin'ny olona ary Andriamanitra dia hiarahonina aminy ka izy ireo vahoakany ary ilay Andriamanitra miaraka aminy kosa dia ho Andriamanitra izy ireo. Ho fafan'Andriamanitra ny ranomaso rehetra amin'ny mason'ireo vahoakany ary tsy hisy fahafatesana intsony sady tsy hisy alahelo na fitarainana na fahoriana intsony fa efa lasa ny zavatra taloha. Dia hoy ilay mipetraka eo ambonin'ny seza fiandrianana hoe indro avaoziko ny zavatra rehetra. Avy eo izy dia niteny tamiko hoe soraty satria azo antoka sy maropotra ireo teny ireo. Dia hoy indray izy tamiko tanteraka ny zavatra rehetra. Izaho no alfa sy omega fiandohana sy fiafarana. Izay mangetaheta dia ampisotroiko maimaimpona amin'ny loharano miboboka rano velona. Izay mandresy no ahazo izany lovy izany ka dia ho andriamanina aho ary izy ho zanako. Fa ny kanosa, ny tsipino, ny mpanimbazimba, ny mpamon'olona, ny mpijangajanga, ny mpanao ody ratsy, ny mpanompo sampy ary ny mpandainga rehetra dia anana ny anjarany any amin'ny farimy rehetra afo amantsolo fara. Izany no fahafatesana faharoa andinin'ny fahasivy. Ary tonga ny anankiray tamin'ireo anjely. Anjely fito izay nitondra lovia fito feno loza fito farany ka laza tamiko hoe avy fa asehoko anao ilay ampiakarina dia nivadiny zanak'ondry. Dia nahazo tsindrimandry avy amin'ny fanahy masina aho ka nentiny anjely tany amin'nyity tendrombohitra sady lehibe no avy ary nasehonay ny tanàna masina avy tamin'Andriamanitra dia i Jerosalema nidina avy any an-danitra sady heniky ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra. Ny famirapiratan'ilay tanàna masina dia tahaka ny any vato sarobidy tokoa dia vato soa jaspa miendrika kristaly mangano any. Nanana manda matevina sady azo avo izy ary koa nanana vavahady. Ka tamin'ireo vavahady ireo dia nisy anjely roa ambin'ny folo sady nisy anarana voasoratra dia ny anarany foko roa ambin'ny folo amin'ny israelita. Vavahady feno, vavahady telo eo atsinanana sady telo eo avaratra, vavahady telo eo atsimo, vavahady telo eo andrefana. Nisy vato fanorenana rombeny folo ny mandan'ilay tanàna ka tamin'ireo vato fanorenana ireo dia nisy anarana rombeny folo dia anaran'izy rombeny folo lahy apostolin'ny zanak'ondry. Ilay anjely niteny tamiko dia nanana volotara volamena fandrefesana. Mba andrefesan'ny tanàna sy ny vavahadiny ary ny mandany. Miendrika emifara ny tanàna ka mitovy refy ny lafiny rehetra dia nandrefy ny tanàna tamin'ny volotara ilay anjely ka samy 12,000 roa arivo sy roa alina stady avy amin'ny lafiny efatra sy ny aviny ary norefesiny koa ny mandany ka 144 efatra amby efapolo amin'ny zato akiho ny ateviny araka ny refiny mahazatra ny olona izay refy nampiasan'ny anjely. Vatosoa jaspa no nanaovana izany manda izany ary ny tanàna dia tena volamena madio toy ny fitaratra madio. Ireo vatofandrenana ny manda tanana mandan-tanana kosa dia voaravaka vatosoa isan-karazany. Vatojaspa sy fanorenana voalohany. Vato safira ny faharoa, vato kalsedoniana ny fahatelo, vato emeralda ny fahaefatra, vato sardonika niksa ny fahadimy, vato sardoanina ny fahaenina, vato krizolita ny fahafito ary vato berilla ny fahavalo, vato topaza ny fahasivy, vato krizopraso ny fahafolo, vato asintany faraiky ambin'ny folo ary ametista ny faharoa ambin'ny folo. Ny vavahady roa ambin'ny folo dia perla roa ambin'ny folo, fa perla vongana iray ihany no nanaovana ny isam-bavahady, ary ny lalam-ben'ny tanàna dia volamena madio toy ny fitaratra manganohany. Ndiny roa ambin'ny folo. Tsy nahita tempoly tao an-tanàna aho satria ny tompo-andriamanitra tsy to sy ny zanak'ondriny no tempoliny. Ny tanàna tsy mba nila masoandro na volana mirapiratra ao, fa voninahitr'Andriamanitra no efa manazava azy ary ny zanak'ondry no jiro manilo azy. Andeha amin'ny fahazavan'ilay tanàna ny firenena rehetra, ary ny mpanjakan'ny tany dia hitondra ny voninahiny ho eo anatiny. Isokatra tontolo andro ny vavadin'ny tanàna satria tsy mba nisy alina ao aminy. Ny voninahitra sy ny zava-tsoan'ny firenena rehetra dia hoentina ao aminy, ary tsy mba hiditra ao mihitsy ny zava-maloto na ny mpanimbazimba na ny mpandainga, fa ny any miditra ao dia ireo olona voasoratra anatin'ny ilay horonam-boky mirakitra ny lesitra ireo anara hanana ny fiainana mandrakizay. Io horonam-boky io dia teo ampelatanany zanak'ondry. Apokalipsy toko faharoa ambin'ny folo andiny voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahatelo. Dia naseho nanjely tampoko ity onon-drano velona mangano any toy ny vato kristaly, nivoaka teo amin'ilay seza fiandrianana nipetrahan'Andriamanitra sady ipetrahany zanak'ondry. Teo anelanelan'ny lanambean'ny tanàna etsy ankilany ary etsy an-daniny dia nisy hazo anankiray manome fiainana. Io hazo io dia mamoa indroa ambin'ny folo isan-taona, izany hoe indray mandeha isam-bolana, ary ny raviny dia hanasitrana ny firenena. Ka tsy izy zavatra hiarany loza nambaran'Andriamanitra intsony.
Could you read? Okay, could have read up to 1:4 even if you wanted.
Ka tsy nisy zavatra hiarany loza nambaran'Andriamanitra intsony ilay seza fiandrianana ipetrahan'Andriamanitra sady ipetrahany zanak'ondry noho eo an-tanàna. Ka dia hanompo an'Andriamanitra ireo mpanompony sy ahita ny tavany, ary hanana ny anaran'Andriamanitra voasoratra eo amin'ny andri ny janona tamin'ny andiny fahaefatra ako teo.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, this is vivid imagery in your word.
Raina izay nandanitro, tena sary, tena mivelona miariary be ny hitanay tao anatin'ny teninao.
Impress it on our hearts, Lord.
Tena soraty ao anatin'ny fonay izany.
This morning God speak to us.
Mity marainy ity mitenena aminay Andriamanitra.
In Jesus' name.
Ao amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about this text a little bit.
Teresaka momba nio andala tsoratra masina io kely ako.
Many of us don't really read the Bible enough.
Pesaka mitsika no tsy dia mamaky ny Baiboly.
Now you've heard a whole chapter and a few more verses.
Dia teto na ieno nao toko ray manontolo dia nisy ambina andininy vitsivitsy.
It's 100% true.
Ary tena zato isan-zato marina ilay izy.
It's completely, absolutely true.
Ary tena marina feno, ary tena marina tsy azo itovizana.
If you are a Christian,
raha kristianina ianao,
if you believe in Jesus,
raha mino an'i Jesosy,
you've received him as your Lord and your Savior,
ary efa nandray azy ho tompo sy mpamonjy ny fiainanao,
then you've just heard about your eternal home.
De vo naheno mihitsy ianao voteo ny amin'ny tanànanao ho amin'ny mandrakizay.
We are going to see that city.
Ary ahita isika n'izany tanàna izany.
I am going to walk on those streets of gold.
Izaho dia andeha hamakivaky lalana volamena.
I hope to greet you over there.
Ary tena manantena ako hoe hiaraba anao ako anao kokoa anao.
Going past. Hi, Tito.
Ho ana Tito.
How are you doing?
Ay, tongany izany Tito.
And he's going to say, "Ah, I'm doing so well." Do you remember what it was like in the old earth? I can hardly remember. You know what? I haven't had to wash dirt off for like 1,000 years. You know what? I don't even sweat. It doesn't even smell. You won't believe this. I planted a seed and it just grew. The soil is incredible. Not one crop ever fails. Every single time you plant something, it just grows. It's totally different from earth here. When we're living there, this world is going to seem like a bad dream that we woke up from when we died. And you know, so many times people come to church and they think it's all spiritual stuff that you can't touch.
And we
like the physical world we're
in.
It's easy to relate to the stuff of earth because it's there in front of you. You can touch it, you can see it. And then we know there's a spirit realm. And we fear the stuff we can't see because it's like it's spiritual and it's kind of out of our reach. And then in our minds we develop a way of thinking that there's a spiritual realm where the dead are. And one day when you die, you think, well, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to kind of be a spirit floating around somewhere in the presence of God. And we create such a separation between this world and that. And because we've over-spiritualized it, it becomes intangible, we can't actually comprehend it. And I've got news for you. Your eternal home is not floating around as a spirit in heaven. Your eternal home, if you are a Christian, is on the new earth. On the new earth. And if you want to think about that earth, how does it compete with your idea of heaven that you have now?
Well,
let me tell you a little bit about where we get misled. We get misled when we know at death, our body goes in the grave and our spirit goes up to God. That's true, but that's not the end. That's only just for some time. Even if we step outside of time, even if time ceases to have meaning, it's still just a period. The Bible says when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord, so you go spiritually to be in His presence.
Ni Bible dem laza we refa tieu intsuny anao amin'ny aranao feto ambony tany de lasa eo amin'ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra.
But Jesus' plan is bigger than that. He came to redeem all things and to make them new. So when God made the earth, that was the beginning of His plan. And the end of His plan includes a renewed earth. This earth purged of all the sin. No more curse. So that it will flourish. And if you're going to live on an earth, you need a body. And God says, I'm going to raise your body to life again. The importance of the resurrection of the dead is that nothing God makes is wasted. So God made you body, soul, spirit. Sin came and damaged you. Jesus comes to redeem you body, soul, and spirit. And so when you die, for a while, you're going to be like, oh, I can't wait till I get my body back. As a spirit being, you don't lose your identity. You go to the presence of God. So the book of Revelation also tells us about the martyrs who are before God's throne.
Den bokin'ny apokalipsina ny fanambarana dia miresaka amintsika koa momba ireo martira izay eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra mitsanga eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
And you know what they're saying?
Dia fantatrareo ve inona ny zavatra resahandrareo?
How long, O Lord?
Tsy andrina e tompo.
How long before you complete things, you bring things to consummation? You thought the moment you die and go to heaven, everything's perfect. If it was just perfect to appear before God in heaven, why are the martyrs crying, how long, O Lord?
They're
crying out, how long, O Lord, because they're looking forward to something awesome. How long till Christmas? Says the little kid. Ah, my little girl, she's talking about Father Christmas and presents. She's driving us crazy.
Tena lasa dala mihitsy izay amin'ny zavatra tenenina.
She can't stop thinking about it.
Tsy afaka ny janona tsy eritreritra ny zana mihitsy izy.
She's excited about what's coming.
Etanetana be hoe iay misy zavatra ho avy, misy zavatra ho avy.
How long?
Tsy andro.
When's it happening?
Ovinaka ny tsangana izay.
The martyrs before God's throne in heaven are saying, how long before we can get the conclusion of the story?
Why?
Because it's such an awesome conclusion. Because when the new heaven and the new earth are made, God's taken everything from this earth, purified it, and made it everything it was supposed to be. If sin had never interfered, there would have been a glorious city on earth. Adam started developing civilization. And then sin came. Messed it up. But God still gets what He wants in the end. And everything of God on this earth points to the true thing, the true reality in the new creation. He doesn't throw this earth away. He destroys the sin and He purges it with fire and He makes it new. So the earth we're on has Jerusalem. The new earth has the new Jerusalem. The earthly Jerusalem is broken by sin. The heavenly new Jerusalem comes down to the new earth. And it's tangible. The angel took a measuring rod. And he went and he measured. You can't measure something you can't touch. Measure my spirit. How big is it? What shape is my spirit? That's ludicrous. You can't answer those questions. But the angel could measure the city. And you're told that on that city there's streets that you can walk on.
And
you'll be living in a resurrected body. It doesn't matter how broken the old one was. The new one is perfect. And it's you, it's unique. So we're
going
to see Dieudonné. And we're going to dance together. With no crutches in sight. And we're
going
to give each other a high five. And I'm going to say to him, do you remember when I preached? This is what I was talking about. And that's what we look forward to. And the streets are made of gold. Here's my gold. It's so precious.
I couldn't
even afford much, just a tiny bit. When I got married, I was a cheapskate. I was poor. I couldn't afford much.
Her ring cost
10,000 ari ari and mine cost 15. Can you believe it? That's all I could afford of the gold of earth. But when I'm walking in the new Jerusalem, I'm going to be walking on gold. And it's not even the trashy earthly gold. It's refined. Amen. Of all impurity. And when I come to Tudzu, and we high five, and we say, check where we ended up. It's not going to matter how much earthly gold I ever had. I'm not even going to care about the old earth's gold and its wealth. And we see in this passage that we looked at this morning, it says, kings of earth are bringing their goods into the city. It's an image of saying they worship what's greater. They're acknowledging the glory of the city.
It's
in verse 24.
It
says the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. So there's people on that earth, and they're functioning outside of the city, and they're doing things, productive stuff, and then they're gathering it, but they don't have to sell it to survive. They just come and bring it to the city to pay homage to God, to say, God, you're amazing, I'm giving it to you. If that's how things work in the future, in the new economy of the kingdom of God, then that's what I want to do now. When I live on earth, I'm not holding on to the splendor of earth because it doesn't even compare with heaven. And the new earth makes this earth look like a bad dream. So all I'm going to do on this earth is do the same things that I would be doing there. And I'm
going
to live like a king who brings his splendor and gives it to God. The best of my labors on earth I want to give to God. The greatest words I can come up with, I want to give to him in worship. And when I have a achieved something on earth, I don't want to hold on to it and say, it's mine. I want to take it and give it to God for His glory. And what I'm saying is, God, I don't need to hold on to this earth. I just want to live in this earth for your glory and anticipate the new earth. So what's it going to be like? God takes this world and He renews it, He purifies it, and He removes the curse that came in Genesis chapter
3.
And He restores us not back to the Garden of Eden, but to the glory of what would have resulted if sin had never entered the world. God comes and He lives in that city. And He provides the light. And we walk in His presence. We know that He's there. We commune. We live with God. That's what I want to do now. I want to prepare to live there. I'll live with God now as best I can. And in verse 4, it says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And God wants us there. And the martyrs are waiting, saying, how long before Jesus can come and fulfill the ages? Are you going to be there? If you are, it's not because you deserve to be there. That's why Tudzu and I are going to high five.
It's
like, how did we get in here? Jesus is the one. He made us worthy by washing away our sin. This passage, the chapter 21, ends at talking about how pure the city is. It says nothing impure will ever enter it. Nor will anyone who does what is shameful. Well, if it was based on me, I'm already disqualified. I've done shameful things. But it's not based on me. Being in that city is based on Jesus making you righteous. And if you're in this room and you want to live your eternity in the presence of God, the only way to God is through Jesus. Because He came into this broken world and He died to purge, to pay the penalty of our sins, to set us free from our sins. And And that's why we're going to be there.
Zay ny antony mahatonga antsika ho any an'izay tanàna vaovao izay.
Because we put our trust in him.
Satria tany aminy nametrahantsika ny fitokisantsika.
Trust in your own righteousness. You're not good enough.
Era ohatra ka itokiny amin'ny fahamarinanao manokana ianao dia tsy ampy izany fahatsaranao izany.
When I die,
rehefa ho faty aho,
my only expectation is that God will receive me because of Jesus, not because of myself.
And
where I end up for eternity is living on a new earth. In God makes the whole universe over. Because there's no more sun. But he makes a new heaven and a new earth. And that word for heaven just means the universe. So it's very, very material. It's very substantial. Why am I telling you that bit? Because there's going to be endless opportunity.
Going to
go out the gates of the city. And we're
going
to build and develop and explore. Everything this world has, but perfected, that's what we're going to experience. This has to change the way we think. How you relate to this earth. You never have to grab hold of stuff now and hold on to it. You don't have to be greedy. You don't have to be fearful. There's no sacred ground. This earth, there's no sacred ground. The only thing that would make ground holy is if God himself appeared there like he did to Moses. Where's God going
to
be? With man. In the New
Jerusalem.
That will be the holy ground. But this earth is broken, mangled by sin, distorted and twisted. And people here, they want to worship little statues. They want to tell you that the ground is sacred in front of a tomb. They're misled. They're misled. This earth has nothing that you can hold on to. It's all coming to an end. So that it can be made new. That means all that matters. Is
Jesus
and what he's doing and how you can get to be part of it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, give us a big vision of how the things you're doing are great and magnificent. Help us to understand the passing nature of this world. That but the glorious inheritance we have to look forward to in Christ. And help us live now for that future. We don't want to hallow the stuff of earth, worship
it.
We look forward to the full redemption. That you are going to bring Jesus. And we fix our eyes on you. Take our lives, Lord. Take what we have, the money, the wealth. The gifts you've given us. We want to give them all to you. As worship. Because you are worthy. Amen.
Amen.